The present-day parish of Inkpen covers about 8 square miles, extending from the ridge of the Downs at a height of about 900 feet to the valley of the Windrush stream at 400 feet. Its 700 inhabitants live on a plateau at the altitude of about 500 feet, known as the Upper Green and the Great Common, and which the Windrush stream falls away through the Kintbury.
Lillian Watts knows more about the common than the rest of us.
It must have been in about 1907 that I first visited Inkpen Common, when I bicycled over from my home in Donnington to hear nightingales, to which it was famous. However, we found there a large and permanent encampment of gypsies, rather intimidating in the dark. I do not remember hearing the nightingales. The gypsies were in time removed, and some took up permanent residence in the cottages round the common, where some of their descendants still live, our milkman among them. When I came to live in Inkpen in 1935, I found that the common was among those once very extensive, which had been divided up between the local landowners in the Enclosure Act, and only a fraction left to the poor. This brought it under the jurisdiction of the charity commissioners, and was regarded by the local trustees only as a source of income. They let out part of it when they could. At one time, Mr. Stacy kept his pigs there. Mr. Cully had a woodyard, and Mr. Wright rented a part on which to throw his garden rubbish. But the paths there were of short turf, velvety, grazed by rabbits, and many of the locals cut beautiful sods there for their garden lawns. Seeing possibilities when I came to live in Inkpen in 1935, I rented 12 acres in the centre, cut down the bracken and the gorse, after which the heather was able to spread. In the path edges, I found a violet I did not know. I got it identified by the Nature Conservancy as Viola lactea, which grew nowhere else in the county. On further inspection, the Conservancy declared the whole common to be a site of special scientific interest, after which the Barks, Bucks and Oxen Naturalist Trust not only took care of it, but were rent for doing so. Many residents of Inkpen became friends of the common, who subscribed or worked to keep the paths in good order and to help carry out the Naturalist Trust plans for the preservation of the rich flora and fauna. Among the former, it can number 3 kinds of heather, 2 kinds of gorse, a charming small bog area with spotted orchids, asphodel, pettiwin, and meadow thistle. The violet has spread considerably and can be found now in many places on the common. The paths are gay with abundant lousewort and milkwort and sawwort, and some lichens are also of particular interest. The bird life is also abundant. Nightjar and snipe and corncrake, which we used so much to enjoy, have alas disappeared with a change of farming methods nearby. But sparrowhawks and buzzards come down from the hills, and little owls can be heard calling at night. Migratory warblers find their summer home here. The nightingale is still a joy, coming in mid-April, sometimes only one, sometimes three, depending often on the conditions in Africa. It was once suggested that the land should be sold for building, but the good sense of the villagers prevailed, for what could money buy more valuable than beautiful and open environment, a legacy that must be passed on to the future.